Ellis Robinson. I'm 45, 3 weeks, 3 days from 46. I'm from Jamaica, originally living in Leeds, in Huddersfield, West Yorkshire.
My name is Buki, I'm 37. I'm from Nigeria originally. I used to live in Greens Bay.
My name is Rosemary, I'm from Nigeria, and I'm 47. I live in North London.
My name is Susan, I'm from Nigeria, and I'm 47 years old.
How long have you been there?
I've been in the UK 9 years and 3 months. I've been in detention Wednesday the 22nd of this month.
I've been in the UK 8 years now. I've been on detention over 4 months. 2 months in Yarsford and 2 months elsewhere.
This year we've been 9 years. About a month. Today is 26th, or was it yesterday? Yesterday is exactly 1 month.
This coming June, about 12 years plus, going to 13 months, 13 years now.
Do you have a hobby?
Swimming, singing, dancing, watching cricket.
I love singing.
I like watching movies. I like music, I like dancing.
Yeah, singing, yeah, listening to music, dancing, reading, yeah. And doing exercise as well.
Do you have any children with you?
Half a dozen, that means six.
I miss my kids most. I've got 3 beautiful daughters. They're back in Nigeria.
One.
Yeah, 2. They are in Nigeria.
What do you miss?
I miss everything about home.
Well, in my country, I miss everything about my country, the weather, the food, the people, because in my country, you will never be alone. You always have company. Sisters, cousins, friends. Then here, I do miss the comfort of my home.
I miss everything, especially being with my partner in Plumstead. Since I've been arrested and detained, I've been missing him so much. And I miss all the lovely things I have to. Nowhere is like your home, because when you are at home, you feel more relaxed.
Have you got a favourite memory of home?
Always. My mom, my brothers, my sisters, my kids, everything. Always there.
All memories of home, of course. All good memories about home, yeah.
What small things could we do as a group within the rules and within our means that would make a difference to your day-to-day life?
Oh, I could do with a pair of bra.
Like, you know, we're all locked up and most people, all they having at the day they were arrested is the top and bottom they've got on them. And they're brought to this place, they try to provide something to wear, but you know, girls, we always want to be like a girl. So anything anyone could do is actually welcome to the ones that haven't got it. But personally, I would say thanks for offering.
I appreciate their concern. It's really kind of them. But if we can do anything they can do, fine. We can hear their voice. As we heard their voice, it gives me the impression they really can. I thank them. But like one of my sisters said, the other first lady said that she can do with a bra. When I came here, I just had the only thing I had on me, like she said, the bottom and then everything was one pant, one bra, everything one. So I went without bra for about 2 weeks and I felt uncomfortable. So I really know where she's coming from. So if they can provide those things for people, you know, who needs my get? But at the moment, well, I thank them. Anything they can do, we'll appreciate that.
Yeah. I think what they can do to me is like if you are in this place, you don't know when you are going to get out. Like my sister said, you don't know when you are going. Even if to say you are in prison, you know your 10 sentence, maybe 6 months or 3 months. You know after 3 months, oh, I'm out of this place because that's the sentence the judge gave me. But this place, you don't even know. Look, I said I'm going to be 5 months since I've been in this place, and I don't know when I'm going to get out of here. I don't know. I don't have the clue, anything. So what I think they can do is just that if they can talk to anybody or anybody in charge or MP or anybody, just to let them know to tell us the time to be spent in detention, whether it's 2 weeks or maybe a month or 2 months. At least they should give the time to be spent in detention rather than just detaining. Because I know some people that have been here for 8 months, for 11 months, they've been in this place. So I think it's very bad for a human being to be treated that way, without dignity and respect.
What do you think about this place you're in?
It's depressing. It's boring, so I'm just trying to get myself into a routine, like I fit myself in this activity at the present. So I just go around and try to fit myself in things.
Wow, Yaswood. Well, it's not a nice place to be, but the people there are trying their best to make it nice for us. Except for the medical section of it, which is rubbish. You're here. Everything you do or everything that happens to you, they see you as a liar when you go to the doctor complaining about illness. Everything, you're a liar. You're only doing it because you don't want to get deported. Even if you are requesting for a ticket and still awaiting your ticket to be written to you, they see every complaint medically as a knowledge. So you go to a doctor with a stomachache, you come back with stomachache and headache. It's a very, very bad place to be in terms of that. And not knowing when you're gonna get out, you're locked up in a place and you don't really know when you're gonna get out, is the worst part of it. It's a journey without end. Nobody knows the end of it. So it's not a beautiful experience, but we thank God.
It's a detention, isn't it? So it's not as, it will never be like home. When you are here, you're banged up. Even if you go outside, it's not the same because you still have big walls surrounding you. So I really don't think high of this place, or not at all.
Very, very depressing, very, very, and you get bored as well because there's nothing to be done. You keep repeating things every day. It's routine, the same routine every day. You get on the same routine, so you don't have anything to do and you get fed up.
Food.
Horrible. You can choose what you want. It's your choice of menu. You put your order down and you get what you choose. But sometimes you choose it and you don't know what it is. You only see the name and you get it and you don't want it. No, it's not like home, no.
Right, the food. There's no place like home. And there won't be anything like the food you actually prepared yourself. They're trying the best. But if we remember, when something is made in large quantity and made for people like us, it's never gonna be like what you made yourself. And what can you do? We're gonna, most of the time help ourselves in buying stuff and making it up ourselves to a bit of our taste, feeding ourselves more like some of us because the food is rubbish.
Oh, the food, well, they are trying their best, but then to me, I feel like I'm either eating Chinese food or Indian food because that's the two spices they use to cook the food. And it's not everybody that likes Indian spices, neither is everybody that likes Chinese. So I see the food to be the same thing. Either I'm eating Chinese or Indians, and I don't really, really appreciate it. I don't like either of them.
Not very nice. Not very nice. Because they don't even plant, in their food, the culture, the way where you are coming from. They just prepare anything they like. So they just give you, they think you are a jumping this thing. They can just give you anything they want, so.
Can you describe how you feel?
I feel depressed, I feel stressed. I feel I'm in bondage, got no freedom. Don't know what the situation is. Yeah, I've got a flight date for Thursday, so I don't know what's happening with the solicitor's presence. So.
Oh, I feel horrible. Some days you're down. Most days you're down. There's never time you're up anyway. But God being God, and you know, if you're a Christian, you always have hope that one day it will be good. That being in your mind, one day you are lifted, your spirit is lifted, and other times your spirit is down, and it's like, it's like the officers too, they are trying, but so it's like sometimes you feel like everybody around you is just pissing you off, but it's okay.
Feelings. There's no actual definition for the feelings you have when you're detained in a detention center or anywhere at all. Because one day you're feeling awful, the next day you're feeling inhuman. And some other day you just feel like, does it really worth it? Because you're just a number. So the feelings, there's no actual definition for it, because personally sometimes I feel like life is worthless. And sometimes, because I'm a Christian, I have the hope through God that it's gonna be better one day. But feeling is the, in Yaswood or anywhere else you've been detained, the lowest you can ever think of being in your lifetime, that's where you're gonna be in terms of where your heart is, because you just feel like a number. So the feeling is a horrible feeling. I wouldn't pray for my enemy to have such a feeling.